Blog Talk Radio.
All right, how you guys doing today? This is Joseph Smith coming to you guys live from Revolutionary Gospel News. Look like I'm a couple of seconds late getting into the studio, but today we'll be talking about preachers as well as members who do not understand spiritual protocol. This is what has led to many congregations being destroyed. Satan is a master strategist, and he uses certain principles to throw off the whole church. I was looking at some stuff because I had recent events taking place in my life, and somehow it's a strange thing how God talks to my mind in certain situations and how he brings certain stuff back to view of what is going on. You know, the order, you know, the spiritual protocol that is being overlooked today in the church, and how that little bit of overlooking that spiritual protocol where everybody stands at where their rightful place is, has led to many congregations being destroyed, people being brought into captivity because God has order. I was looking at Eve, and I was really thinking about Eve, how Eve was sitting there, and she was looking at the knowledge, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. She had gotten out from under her husband, and she's out wandering. And so she comes up to the tree, and we can start there because I have some good information for you today because I was just looking through my scriptures. And God, like I said, he teaches me like almost hands-on. And stuff happening, he begins to reveal and open these things up to my mind. And I had a desire to go do something that automatically I thought I was going to go someplace. It's like he almost spoke instantly, and I just walked away from what I thought. I said, well, okay, so I'm not going to go there. And then I was looking, and I'm not going to share everything that God shares with me sometimes because it's my personal, but he had showed me a scripture that said, don't go by the way of which you came. Don't go by the way. And so it was a prophet in Kings 13. And I'm going back to Eve, and I look at it, and I come out of a certain group of people in a certain order of things and how things were being done. I'm not kicking people. But at the same time, it's some of the same stuff that I've already dealt with. And so there was a conflict going on about it. So scripturally, I wasn't even looking for the scripture, Kings 13. I opened my Bible and I was reading, and then I read about this prophet who was told not to eat, drink, or go in a certain way, and he told him, don't go back that way. And then there was a false prophet that came along, and the angel that spoke to him, just paraphrasing, and deceived the man and had him go back the way he was told, not to go back the way from which he came. For me, that means don't go back into what you then came out of. You know better. You know, if you see the same stuff, you know, you've seen that already. You know, you can be in the sense, but stay away. And I'm always obedient to God because the way he communicates to me. I was reading the post today, and I liked the post a little bit. I kind of agree, disagree, but I could see where they were going with it. And then at the same time, when I finished reading it, it's like he spoke to my mind. He says, people are just too comfortable. And as for me, it's a season. It's not my season to be out there or intermingling. It's not yet. So I had to sit back. Step back, Joe. Go sit down. You want to do a lot of stuff, but it's not your time. Sit down. The book's completed one. When that other time comes, you'll know. Go sit back down. God dealing with me. So I'm thinking about Eve. Eve was out. She had no business being out from under her husband, but she was because she did not understand the order of things. Okay, so Eve was out. Let's look at this of what happened. And you know, because there were seven commandments broken at the knowledge of good and evil. This is now the serpent. This is chapter 3 of Genesis. Now the serpent was more, let me put on my glasses. I'm sitting here wondering why I can't see. Okay, it says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. He's crafty, he's cunning. I don't like giving him what I give him, but he's a master strategist. And he said unto the woman, have God said you should not eat of the tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. He's sizing her up. She's out from under the headship. She's out wandering. And God said, he said, you shall surely die. He called God a liar. God ain't going to kill you. Now, he done told the husband. You know, he gave the commandment to Adam. And we find that in verse 17 of chapter 2, or verse 16. And it said, the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. He's talking to Adam. Adam is the spiritual head of the woman. He's of the spiritual head. You know, he was over his wife. His wife. His wife is following him. I'm sitting here. I'm wondering if my show is going. Well, people, I hope this show is up because I'm looking at my keyboard and it's showing that it's not, but I don't see nothing else, so I'm going to keep going. So he's the spiritual head. That's what the position God gave him. So she got from under him. Satan meets her at the tree. So Satan promises her. If he don't promise her, he convinced her that what God has said is not valid, that she would be okay to move beyond her knowledge and her order of where she's supposed to be. For God do know. Now look what he's going to promise her. For God do know in the day you eat thereof, then shall your eyes be open, and you shall be as God, knowing good and evil. So the woman's sitting there. She's where she ain't supposed to be at in the first place. Okay. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat in the eyes of them both, and he left his rightful place. He began to follow his wife. God gave him the oversight, the headship of his household. He is the spiritual leader. So he breaks rank. He follows the wife. And in that, I'm not going to keep reading to the people I'm reading, but I'm thinking about my keyboard. And if it's going, sorry for coming in and kind of messing up what I'm telling y'all, but I'm looking at this keyboard, and I got to make sure I'm still on the air here. Okay, and he says, so when he said the eyes of them both were open, and they knew they were naked. They knew this all of a sudden. This was something that was not supposed to have happened. This was something that he had already told them, don't do. He actually commanded Adam. So when Adam submitted himself to his wife, he automatically was out of order. You know, he had no business leaving his rightful place of headship. You know, and so therefore he opened up the human family to death. They became cursed. That's exactly what happened to them. They got cursed by him leading his rightful order. That's what I mean by spiritual protocol. We have a set of guidelines and rules to go by. Okay. And when we violate that, when we step outside of that, we open ourselves to the attack of Satan. We open ourselves up for deception. God has rules, and just a little leaven the whole lump. And let's look at 1 Corinthians 5 and 6. Okay. 5 and 6. And he says in 1 Corinthians 5:6, he says, your glory is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? It purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be new lumps, and you are unleavened. Okay, as ye are unleavened, for even as Christ our Passover is sacrificed. But a little sin will bring disruption and confusion. Today, we have people telling women they can preach. And the Bible clearly has stated in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, because we are apostolic and we're under the doctrine of Christ, then we know this is not permitted. It is not a time period thing, but it's a kingdom of God thing. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 34 said, let your woman keep silent in the church, and she's not to be preaching or teaching. And for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also says the law, obedience of their husband. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home. It is a shame for a woman to speak in the church, for her to be up preaching in our assemblies. What came the word of God out from you? Did the word come from you, since you're permitting this, or came it unto you only? Is it some spiritual interpretation that you only got, a private interpretation? He says, if any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge the things that I write unto you are the commandment of the Lord. It's not no chauvinist thing. We're not in a new age. It is a kingdom thing. Okay? It said it's a commandment of the Lord. So there's an order, spiritual protocol. In a little leaven, leaven a whole lump. That is what is knocking out most congregations, carrying most women off into witchcraft, because they're violating the orders of God. Something simple. See, Satan's smart. He knows all he needs is just a little room to come in there. And then he's going to make everybody else captive. He knows that. The man leaves his headship, then he lets his family go off into darkness. So, but if any man, look at this 38, because some of y'all ain't going to hear this. He said, but if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Wherefore, brethren, cover not prophets, but he let you know. He said, in verse 40, he said, let all things be done in decently and in order. Backing up to verse 33. He said, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace in all the assemblies or the churches of the saints, really the assemblies of the saints. Okay, he's not the author of confusion. I look at where I come out from. The preacher had what they call presumptions. They had no regard for order. They had no regards for spiritual protocol. And this is 2 Peter chapter 2 and 10. He says, and I'm not reading all of it because of my time period, people. He says, but chiefly them that walk it after the flesh, in other words, in their carnality, in the lust of uncleanness, despise governments. They despise spiritual protocol. Presumptuous, excuse me, presumptuous are they. They pre-assuming. Presumptuous, pre-assuming, and are they. Self-will. And they are not afraid to speak evil of dignity, the righteous. Okay? You're standing on spiritual protocol. You know order. You stay in order. And so, excuse me, y'all. You stay in order. And you don't break spiritual protocol. And so a lot of people get in trouble. I've seen churches destroyed and families destroyed because spiritual protocol has been broken. The wife begins to look to the preacher. She's, as a wife, she has a head already. And the Bible has never, ever superseded that head. Okay? And so when you sit up there and you usurp that authority, you begin to stand near where God, where Jesus, the Son of God, was talking about money. And he said that they either would love the one more and serve, the imbalance going to come about because they cannot have, you can't have two masters. So when you have a preacher who's over your wife and she got under the husband where she belongs, you begin to have two heads. She's going to either cleave to the one or the other? Or is she going to love one more than the other? Or is she going to hate one and love the other? Why? Because, one, first of all, I like this because when people don't know these women today, what they don't know. The preacher always just be good to you. He don't live with you. He don't have to deal with your garbage. He only sees you for a couple hours a day. Now, the husband should be a jerk. Oh, he treat me so good. Now, the husband, on the other hand, he's dealing with her. He gets to see the good and bad of that person. So everybody has a place. And this is verse 11, 1 Corinthians 11. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ. Okay? We to be subject to the word of God. Christ. Okay, and it says, and the head of the woman is the man. And he is the head, it said, and the head of Christ is God. So he lets you know there's order. And this order has been violated within the churches. And sometimes these guys sincerely don't know what they're getting into. They don't understand the spiritual order, so they fall victims and prey to Satan from that one little principle. You know, they end up defrauding their brother. And it says in the Bible, says in Corinthians 5, it says in 21, to submit yourselves one to another in the fear of God. He said, why submit yourselves unto your own husband as unto the Lord? He did not give room for them to go outside of his spiritual guide, or that man. He did not give them room. If he's unsaved, it's a whole other story. But he did not give them room to just walk off. He said, to your own husband. And they get it twisted and confused in the day. Conflict of interest. They get two-headed. The two-headed woman in the day's churches. They got two heads. My pastor and my husband, that's ungodly. The Bible says, your own husband. The ungodly preacher would tell you it's just the devil talking. It's the devil saying that. That person don't want you to be saved because he's presumptuous. He's despises the dominions. You know, you have the family government, church government, and the world government. Excuse me, y'all. Excuse me. So you see this. And he says, he goes on and says, so he tells him, as unto the Lord. He can tell him, as you please. It says, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the savior of the body. He is the protector of his household, the spiritual well-being. Okay, so if you're not aware of this, it's easy for one to go beyond and get caught up in this mess and destroy a church. I've seen a church that I come out of, he began to supersede every man in there. The woman calling themselves Reedites. And here they got a husband, whatever their name, Jones, Foster, whatever their names were. So they begin to supersede their husband. They begin to hate the one and love the other one, just like the story of Mammon. It's really that simple. And so man was sitting in there, and he's usurping authority over the man. And it tells you in the Bible, you said that in 1 Thessalonians 4 and 6, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother. You know what that means? Don't go beyond the scripture. It told them to ask their husbands at home if they're married. They're supposed to be under the headship of their husband. They cannot go outside of that and be saved. The Bible clearly states that they're not supposed to be preaching. The Bible clearly states that. It said they are saved as in, what was that, 1 Timothy, through childbearing and rearing their kids. The book tells you this. I'm not talking what I feel. I'm talking about what's scriptural. And people can make all kind of excuses for what they want to do, but at the end of the day, they still going to answer to God. It said, now this is 1 Timothy 2 and 11. It says, let the woman learn in silence with all subjection, the kingdom principles, not the world principles. The world is liberal. You can do what you want. You can have a woman president. A woman can do what she wants. But inside of the kingdom of God, it is not permitted. And they can say it's a chauvinist thing. Well, tell God. But I suffer not a woman to teach. Look at that. Nor to usurp authority over a man, but to be in silence. It says, for Adam was first formed, then Eve. Adam was not deceived. You see that? Adam wasn't deceived. But the woman being deceived, she was deceived and tried to, she had overstepped her place of authority. A lot of guys get in the ministry and don't understand that basic principle. We're going to tear up their whole church, going to tear up families, because he's going to think, I'm a preacher, so she can come confide in me. No, she can't. She has a husband. See, this is the kind of stuff how easy Satan, and I know people in their foolishness, well, they talk about me. God has blessed me to understand order. See, because he's working on me. He's dealing me for a day to come. So I won't have that wherever I end up or whenever it's time for me to rise up, because I know how to stay within order. Spiritual protocol. I'm looking at how Satan's a master strategist. He takes that little leaven, that little sin, and leaven the whole up. He corrupts the whole church or the whole congregation of God through that one error. He gets in there like that, like Constantine Day. People think like you're going to see me on a Sunday showing up. No, you're not. Constantine changed the day to Sunday in 321. You know, Saturday has always been the day of worship. It's not Sunday. That is the first day of the week. But people go for the Constantine Day. I'm like, I don't do Constantine. You know, if anybody was asking, do you ever show up on church on Sunday? No, I don't do Constantine Day. That's out of order. You know, that's something leftish. And it's been changing 321, 321 years after Christ is gone. He's going to change the day to Sunday, and everybody follows. They don't understand how that ties into Catholicism. They don't understand. I'm not a part of the Catholic Church. Yeah, look at your attire. You know, look at the day you worship. You know, who dictated that day? Just like the word church. Who dictated this year, Lord of Rulers? We are coming together as countrymen. This is kingdom principle I'm talking about. I'm not talking about no liberal world or world government. I'm talking about what God is saying and how you're going to get in the kingdom of God or how it's going to keep you out of the kingdom of God. You know, I love how God teaches me. And sometimes it's through straight-up experience. I'm experiencing going through some stuff and so on. Oh, then I can look back. Oh, shoot, that's what happened. I didn't understand the two-head woman. I didn't understand that back when I was young, that when they started talking about they pastored, and he talked to me, I was listening. Mike said that to me. He spoke to my mind, talking about two heads, two authorities over one person. Me and my brain opened up to that. I said, wow, so that's what happened. That's what tore up the church up in the morning where I was at in Iowa. And begin to see how everybody broke up and families broke up and preacher telling the people he despised governments. He telling the kids they could come to him and the kids is under their parent. Yo, don't you mess with them kids. They could come talk to me. He's usurping your authority. He's taking over your household. Had no place in there. Then the wife goes to the preacher. And the preacher says, yeah, you better do. Your wife can talk to me. No, she can't. You're overriding the power of God, brother. And see, that church was a beautiful church. And it's beautiful because I've seen the Spirit walk through. I remember when I was praying one time, my clothes literally stood off my Bible. I mean my Bible. Off my body, but the devil destroyed it by the little leaven. He brought that in. Before we know, there was women preachers in the pulpit. Brothers were arguing, hey, wait a minute. Show them scripture, don't want to hear it. Now today, they got demon detectors at the door. They're rubbing over your body like, see, you got any demons on you. They've gone completely left because not knowing spiritual protocol. It's important to know spiritual protocol, especially if any of you ministers are listening out there, to know how to stay out of a gray area where Satan is going to take you and take you out. You know, that's his game. He's a master strategist. He knows all I need is to get in this there a little bit, and I can take it. I can take him out. He knows that. That's what he does. That's why he's Satan. He's a slanderer. He's deceitful. He's an adversary. So, of course, he's always going to be pushing stuff that is contrary to the word of God. Okay, and so 2 Timothy just talking about how the woman was deceived. See, Adam willfully left the order of authority. He left spiritual protocol. He did that. Without, you know, evidently, I don't know what his issue was. He wasn't deceived. You know, he was told he was going to die. She was deceived. He had conned her. And she had gone beyond her rightful place of authority anyway. He said, notwithstanding, she shall be, look, they don't even notice. They overlooked it. Now, this is really their job, but they don't see it. He said, notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith. In the in other words, word of God, charity, love, holiness. You know, they're keeping themselves sacred. And sobriety, soberness, soundness of mind. They should be saved in childbearing. That job was to keep the home. You know, this is the kingdom principle. And see, these things are the things that people have walked over, you know, and destroyed themselves, destroyed their families, churches destroyed, all because they overlooked the scriptures. They thought they could just go beyond and begin to establish stuff like they want to. And so in the end, the whole thing became ruined. You know, everything was messed up. And I was actually looking where it's showing how the woman, how she's supposed to be doing what she's doing. And how, what her job is. And her husband's job is to love his wife. If he's messing up, and even me, I think about the story of David. I heard somebody give the story of David incorrectly. David was looking off his roof. And this is what this is all about. David was looking off his roof. He looked at Bathsheba. And he had them go get Bathsheba. He slept with Bathsheba. She got pregnant. And Urias, he tried to cover it up by having Urias come home and go to his wife. Urias was too faithful. There's war going on. I'm staying out here in the field with my men and with you. He wouldn't do that. So David, to cover up his dirt, sent Urias to the front line where the hottest part of the battle is and told his men to withdraw, had him killed. Okay? So the real moral of that story really was God punished him. He took that child. David was a man of God, even though he had a little corpse. And God took and dealt with him. He did not get away. He was not above God punishing him, you know, or dealing with his madness. Okay? That's where people mess up. They think they need to revenge. If they're really godly, they know how to sit down, shut up, and get out the way and let God handle his people. I'd like to thank you guys. I hope it's been very informative, and I hope I didn't run through it too fast. But you can always listen to the show again a couple of times to get what you need out of it. But go out and get my book, people, The Revival of the Roman Empire, The Devil Workshop, Caliphate, Rise of the Islamic Nation, Temple Mount. All those books will be found on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. And once again, this is Revolutionary Gospel News. You guys have a blessed day.